有关天国的奥秘。
And so tonight we'll continue to study the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
昨天我们有谈到天国就是神的国。
And we mentioned yesterday that the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
这里的天国不是将来我们要去的那个天国。
And so this kingdom of heaven is not the kingdom of heaven that we'll go to in the future.
而是神要在地上建立他的国度。
But the kingdom that God will establish on this earth.
昨天我们有提到神创造亚当夏娃的时候。
And we mentioned yesterday that when God created Adam and Eve,
他的目的就是要建立国度在地上。
And his purpose was to establish a kingdom on this earth.
亚当夏娃破坏了。
But Adam and Eve broke that, broke it.
所以这个伊甸园就被关了。
And so the Garden of Eden was closed.
那一种没有罪的国度就消失。
And so a kingdom without sin disappeared.
后来神又拣选亚伯兰。
So then God later on chose Abram.
在创世纪的十二章那边很清楚记载。
And in Genesis chapter 12, it records very clearly.
神要建立他的国度。
God will establish his kingdom.
所以赐福亚伯兰要成为大国。
And he blesses Abraham to become a great nation.
但是成为大国有一个很重要的条件。
But to be a great nation, there are some important requirements.
我们再来看创世纪的十二章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
创世纪的十二章第一节。
Genesis 12, verse 1.
神对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。这一节是成立大国的一个很重要的条件。
So this is a very important requirement of creating a kingdom.
就是要他离开本地、本族、父家。
That he has to get out of his country and from his family's house.
就是要亚伯兰跟这个世界断根呢。
And meaning that he needs to separate himself from the world.
本地、本族、父家。
Your country, your family, your father's house.
要离开。
He needs to depart from there.
没有离开，没有办法成为大国。
If he does not depart, he cannot become a great nation.
所以我们要建立属神的国度。
And so when we want to establish a kingdom of God,
这个国度要跟这个世界分别为圣的。
This kingdom needs to be separate from the kingdom in this world.
所以主耶稣拣选我们的时候这样说了。
So when Jesus Christ chose us, he said this.
我把你们从世界拣选上来。
We've chosen you from the world.
但是我又把你们放在这个世界。
But we've also put you in this world.
所以神的国是在这个世界的。
So yes, the kingdom of God is in this world.
但是我们是要从这个世界离开的。
But we, at the same time, we also have to depart from this world.
那么这个就跟神拣选亚伯兰的意思是一样的。
And so it's the same as how God has chosen Abram.
所以神要赐福亚伯兰的后裔成为大国。
And so God blesses the Abraham so that his descendants will be a great nation.
就必须要跟这个世界断根啊。
Meaning that he needs to cut himself off from this world.
如果没有办法从这个世界离开，神的国度就跟这个世界是一样的，就不是神的国度。
And if you do not cut yourself off from this world, then the kingdom of God will be just like a kingdom in this world.
所以要跟世界有所分别。
And so needs to be fully separate from the world.
所以以色列要跟这个世界有所分别。
And so that is why Israel is separate from the world.
他们有另外的一个神跟他们所立的约，就是律法。
And so they have a different covenant that God made with them, which is the law.
这有别于世界的法律了。
And this is different from the law that is in the world.
就属世的以色列百姓来说。
And for the Old Testament Israelites,
他们就是要遵守神跟他们所立的这个旧约的律法。
They had to keep this covenant of the law.
那这样才能够跟这个世界断离了。
And in that way, they can separate themselves from the world.
那亚伯兰蒙召的目的也是要成为大国。
And so when Abraham was chosen, it was also so that he can become a great nation.
所以昨天晚上我们就谈过了。
And we've discussed this yesterday.
这个大国的完成就是神拣选一个合他心意的大卫王。
And this was completed when God chose a man after his heart, King David.
从亚伯兰到大卫经历了一千多年的时间、
From the time of Abraham to the time of King David, this is about a period of 1,000 years.
神才让他的应许落实在地上，成为神在地上的国度。
And this is how his, this promise came to pass on this earth to establish a people, his kingdom on this earth.
所以真正完成这个应许的王就是大卫了。
And so the king that completed this promise was King David.
所以我们都会谈到说大卫王朝，强盛的大卫王朝。
And we say that King David was a time where it was, he was very powerful.
为什么我们谈到他the强盛？
Why do we say about his, talk about his great strength?
因为他可以说是完成神应许的国度，也是土地最大的一个朝代。
And it is because he completed the promise of God, and in his, during the time of his reign, he had the largest territory.
那在他的能力里面，他可以建殿，也可以建那个圣殿。建殿跟建宫啊，建他的王宫。
And so during this period of time, he could have built the temple and his palace.
但是神不允许啊。
But God did not allow him to.
因为他的手满了杀人的血嘛，他打过很多仗。
Because his hands were bloody because he fought many battles.
所以神不允许他建殿。
So God did not allow him to build the temple.
那建殿的工作就交给所罗门王。
And so then the work of building the temple was given to his son Solomon.
因为所罗门王他是和平的君王。
And so King Solomon is known as the peaceful or king of peace.
他没有打过任何一场仗。
He has not had never gone out to battle.
他没有流过人的血。
He has not shed the blood of others.
所以他可以来建殿。
So he could come to build the temple.
但是我们如果读历代志下的时候。
But if we look second Chronicles.
其实所有的材料，所有的人工哦。大卫王早就准备好了。
That actually all the material and the manpower, King David was the one that had prepared it all for him.
所罗门王是捡现成的了。
And so basically, King Solomon just took what has already been prepared for him.
他是因为大卫王不能建殿，所以他接续过来建殿。其实所有的预备工作，大卫就做好了。
So it, because King David could not build the temple, so that is why King Solomon was the one to build it. But all the materials and everything was already prepared.
所以神要在地上建立一个属世的、属神的国度，就是大卫完成的。
And so for God completed his kingdom on this earth through King David.
我们才说他是真的合神心意的一个王啊。
That is why we call him a man after the heart of God.
也是在国度当中一个主要的一个角色。
And in, within this kingdom, he is a very key figure.
大卫王朝已经完成了。
And so after the reign of King David is completed.
就是创世纪的第二章的第二节里面。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 2.
神赐福亚伯兰的大国已经完成了。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. This great nation that Abraham was completed.
那这个大国里面的这个人哦。这个好像海边的沙那么多嘛。
And we know that these, the people were numerous as the sand on the seashore.
但是这个是一个属世上的一个国度。
But this is a kingdom that is in this world.
在神对亚伯兰的祝福当中。
Among the blessing of, to Abraham.
第三节后半段就讲。
And in the latter part of verse 3.
这个国呢，地上万族都要因亚伯兰得福。
That all the families of the earth shall be blessed through Abram.
所以神要建立的国度，第一个阶段就是属世的王国。
And so for the kingdom that God is establishing first, it is a physical kingdom on this earth.
它是以色列百姓的国度。
That is the kingdom of the Israelites.
以色列百姓就是神的选民。
And the Israelites were the people of God.
但是神的国度不仅仅是在属世上的这个国度哦。
But the kingdom of God is not just this physically on this earth.
因为属世上的以色列国并没有办法让万民万族得福嘛。
Because this physical kingdom of Israel is not able to bless all the families of the earth.
它顶多让以色列民族得福而已啊。
At the most, they can only bless the Israelites themselves.
所以神对亚伯兰的赐福哦，还没有完全达到。
So actually, the blessing that the Lord said to Abraham had not been fully completed.
那当然，这个应许呢，会持续的往前走。
And so, of course, this promise is continued on.
那往前走的所有的记载哦，都是先知书里面的记录了。
And so, for many times, a lot of the prophecies or promises are recorded in the prophets.
因为先知书的一个主角就是耶稣基督。
And because one of the major characters in the prophetic books is Jesus Christ.
每一卷这个先知书，不管是大先知书或是小先知书，它的主轴都是耶稣基督了。
In the major or minor prophet books.In any one of them, one of the main characters is Jesus Christ.
那在这些预言当中，最清楚的应该是耶利米先知。
And one of the most that's shown most clearly is in Jeremiah.
在耶利米书当中，我们常常会读到大卫的公义苗裔。
And sometimes we in Jeremiah we will read David's righteous branch.
甚至于直接讲大卫王，这个王叫做大卫。
Or we'll say that this King David.
所以要后面还有一个大卫要来完成属灵国度的应许。
And so we see that there is this King David that will come to fulfill the promise of a spiritual kingdom.
那这个王大卫就是耶稣基督了。
And this King David is Jesus Christ.
我们看路加福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
32节。
Verse 32.
我们从31节到32节。
From verse 31 to 32.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。32节，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他主大卫的位给他。这里耶稣还没降生啊。
And so before this, Jesus Christ was not born yet.
神就透过这个加百列告诉玛利亚。
And so here Gabriel tells Mary.
他说你要怀孕生子哦。
That you will become, you'll be pregnant and
conceive. 你可以把他起名叫耶稣。
And you shall call his name Jesus.
所以这个耶稣的名字不是玛利亚取的，也不是约瑟取的，也不是什么长辈取的啦。
And so the name Jesus did not come from Mary or Joseph or anyone else.
耶稣这个名字是神直接取的，由加百列传达下来。
So the name Jesus came from God directly with his messenger, the angel Gabriel.
然后他交代两件事啊。
And he gave her two things for her to.
第一件事就是他必称为至高者的儿子。
The first is that he will be the son of the Most High.
因为他是道成肉身的这一位神嘛。
Because he is God in the flesh.
那第二个呢
？Secondly,
就是我们的神呢，要把他的主的。他主大卫的位给他。
And second is that the throne, his place of the house of David will be given to him.
那这句话就是应验了那个耶利米书30章第9节所说的。
And this is the fulfills a prophecy in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 9.
要兴起一个王叫做大卫的。
To raise up a king named David.
这个人就是耶稣了。
And this is Jesus.
所以耶稣要来成为大卫末后的大卫王。
And so Jesus Christ is King David of the end times.
所以属灵国度的王已经产生了。
And so we see here that the spiritual king has appeared.
这个王就是耶稣基督。
And this king is Jesus Christ.
那耶稣基督被抓之后呢？
And after Jesus Christ was captured,
连比拉多都问耶稣说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
Even Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
耶稣说：“我就是啊。”
And then Jesus Christ says, "I am."
耶稣被审问的时候，他通通没有回答什么话呢？通通没有。
Actually, when Jesus Christ was interrogated, he didn't answer. He didn't speak many words.
包括这些犹太人诬告耶稣。
And even when the mob was cursing at him,
主耶稣都没有说话。
Jesus Christ did not say anything.
要告就告吧，
And no matter as long as whatever they said, he just let them.
但是当这个比拉多在问你是犹太人的王吗？
But when Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
主耶稣就说我是。
Jesus Christ says, "I am."
我为此而来。
I have come.
他又讲第二件事。
And which is the second thing.
我的国不属这个世界。
And that is, I have come, but my kingdom is not of this world.
可见就是耶稣这个末后的大卫所要建立的属灵的国度是不属这个世界的。
And this is because Jesus Christ, the King David of the end times, his kingdom is not of this world.
这个才能够回应神对亚伯兰所说的，你要离开本地。本族附家才有办法。
And so this is connected to what Abraham had said that you need to leave your country, your home and your father's house.
所以真正离开本地本族附加的是耶稣所建立的这个属灵的国度。
And to really leave from your country and your father's house, this is the kingdom that Jesus Christ has established.
那这个属灵的国度在哪里呢？
And where is this spiritual kingdom?
我们来看启示录的第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录的第一章
Revelation 1
我们看第五节第六节
Verse 5 and 6
启示录的第一章第五节第六节
Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 and 6
并那诚实做见证的从死里所先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督有恩惠平安归与你们他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶又使我们成为国度，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。再看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
第五章的第九节、第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印。因为你曾被杀用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来叫他们归于神第十节
Verse 10.
又叫他们成为国度做祭司归于神在地上执掌王权、哎、这个国度、哦、如果以启示录来讲建立在、啊、这个属灵的地上地上的属灵国度
And so here we can see, according to Revelation, that this spiritual kingdom is established on this earth.
其实启示录它是用国度贯穿整个启示录啦。
And so actually he's using this kingdom that is goes through the all of Revelation.
所以我们要研究启示录不要从世界的角度来看它。
So when we look at Revelation, we shall not look at it from a worldly perspective.
因为它是国度贯穿的啊。
Because this is a connection of all the kingdoms.
而我们不是在讲启示录，只是跟大家提醒一下。
We're not discussing the book of Revelation, just really reminding everyone.
只要从世界的角度来查考启示录，一定是常常在变的啦。
So because if you look at Revelation from a worldly perspective, then you'll feel like it's constantly changing.
而是要用属灵国度的这个角度进入到启示录当中。
But we need to view the book of Revelation using the perspective of the spiritual kingdom.
因为圣经的重点不是这个世界啊。
Because the main point of the Bible is not this world.
圣经的重点是在教会，是在救恩。
The main point of the Bible is the church and salvation.
所以跟这个世界有什么变化哦？我们一个属神的人哦，不用太在意这个世界变化是怎么样。
And so, as people of God, we should not be too concerned about the changes that we see in the world.
但是属灵的国度在这个世界上。
But the spiritual kingdom is on this earth.
所以当这个国度呢有了一些变动的时候呢，跟这个世界就有关系啦。
And so, within this kingdom, if there are any changes, then it is related to this world.
而不是先有世界的关系，世界的一些状况。才进到国度里面了。
And it is not because that there are some changes in this world that it enters into the church.
这是两个不一样的一个主从关系哦。
And so this is not an interchangeable relationship.
那我们又回到国度的这件事情上。
And so let us look back at the kingdom.
这启示录的第一章跟第五章有讲到国度是怎么来的。
In chapter 1 and chapter 5, it discusses how these kingdoms came to be.
他说用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶又使我们成为国度。
And here it talks about how it's through his blood to wash away our sins and has made us kings.
我们和合本的圣经是翻译成国民。
And so in other versions it says kingdom.
但是国民不是 kingdom.
Oh,
我们中和合本的了但是我们英文版的是翻译正确的是国度
Okay, so it should be kingdom.
这个是我们如果用中文版的话，你会觉得哎，传道你念错了，因为是国民才对啊。
And so because in Chinese it's 国民 is citizen, so actually it should be kingdom.
那这个是因为在翻译上的出现一些翻译上的一些。不完全的地方。
And so these are some, in some inconsistencies in terms of how it's translated.
其实这个是指国度啦。
Actually, this is talking about kingdom.
所以这个国度从哪里来？
Where does this kingdom come from?
就是耶稣流血把人买来成为国度。
This kingdom comes from when the Jesus Christ shedding his blood and purchasing us.
哦，那我们看大卫建立了属世的国度嘛。
So if we look at the kingdom that King David established,
耶稣完成了属灵的国度。
And Jesus Christ completed the spiritual kingdom.
大卫是流别人的血，流别人的血哦。
King David shed the blood of others.
建立了属世的神的国度。
To establish the kingdom of God physically on this earth.
凡是流别人的血的，都不能长久。
Those who shed the blood of others are not able to live long.
因为你流了别人的血。
Because you have shed the blood of others.
凡是你流了别人的血，这个国度呢，就没有和睦，没有和平。
To shed the blood of others is to disturb peace. There will be no harmony.
大卫王朝之后。
After the reign of King David.
这个国度就每况愈下，越来越乱，越来越糟。
And we can see that the kingdom declined and became more and more corrupt.
因为它是流别人的血。
Because it shed the blood of others.
耶稣不是流别人的血。
But for Jesus Christ, he did not shed others' blood.
所以他才能够造成和睦，和平。
That is why he can bring peace and harmony.
他是流自己的血。
He shed his own blood.
他是牺牲自己啦。
And he sacrificed himself.
才能够成就这一个属灵的国度。
So that he can establish the spiritual kingdom.
就是我们刚刚所读第一章跟第五章的内容。
And that is the content of what we see in Revelation chapter 1 and 5.
他流自己的血成为国度。
That he shed his blood and established this kingdom.
那这个国度在哪里呢？
And where is this kingdom?
我们看使徒行传的二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传的二十章
Acts chapter 20,
请看二十八节
Verse 28,
使徒行传的二十章二十八节
Acts 20 verse 28,
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。保罗在这里啊，就提到一个很重要的重点。
Here, Paul mentions a very important point.
当然，这个是要勉励当时的这个长老们。
And of course, at this time, he was encouraging the elders.
就是管理教会的监督啊。
And those who were ministering and taking care of the church.
你们要为自己谨慎。
To take heed to yourselves.
也要为全群，就是全教会来谨慎。
And to all the flock representing the church.
要来牧养神的教会哦。
And you have to shepherd the church of God.
那什么是神的教会？
And what is the church of God?
就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And the church of God is which he purchased with his own blood.
这里有谈到神的教会。
Here it mentions the church of God.
就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And it is what he has purchased with his own blood.
启示录是用自己的血成为国度。
In Revelation, he used his own blood to establish a kingdom.
如果把启示录第一章跟第五章所讲的跟这一节圣经来做一个类比的时候，
And if we connect what is in Revelation chapter 1 and 5 to this verse in Acts chapter 20,
耶稣流自己的血是一样的。
We see that Jesus Christ shed his blood. This is the same.
但是在启示录谈的是国度。
In Revelation, it talks about kingdom.
在这个使徒行传所讲的是神的教会。
But here it mentions the church.
告诉我们什么？
So what does it tell us?
所谓国度就是教会。
That the kingdom is the church.
教会就是神的国度。
And the church is the kingdom of God.
那么这里有谈到神的教会是他用自己的血所买来的。
And here it says the church of God was purchased with his blood.
也就是说不是自称为教会的都是耶稣基督，不是自称为教会的都是神的教会了。
Basically saying that just because you are a church, does that mean that you are Jesus's church?
也就是说，不是自称为教会的呢，就不一定是神的国度了。
Also meaning that if just because you're a church doesn't mean you are the kingdom of God.
要能够成为神的教会、神的国度，一定要有耶稣基督流的血。
In order for you to be a part of the church of God and the kingdom of God, there has to be the blood of Christ that is shed.
没有耶稣流的血，就不能够成为国度，也不能够成为神的教会。
Without the blood of Christ, you cannot be the church or his kingdom.
那我们怎么知道有耶稣的血呢？
And how do we know if there is the blood of Christ?
我们看约翰一书的第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书的第五章
First John 5
请看第六节
Verse 6
到第八节
To 8
约翰一书的第五章第六节到第八节
First John chapter 5 verse 6 to 8
这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督不是单用水乃是用水又用血第七节
Verse 7
并且有圣灵做见证因为圣灵就是真理第八节
Verse 8
做见证的原来有三就是圣灵水和血这三样也都归于一了要让水里有血里有血里面有血
For there to be blood in the water
要有圣灵做见证
You need the Holy Spirit to bear witness
那圣灵就是真理了
And the Holy Spirit is truth.
什么意思呢?
And what does that mean?
没有真理的地方就没有圣灵。
That without, a place without the truth will not have the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵就不能够明白真理。
Without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to understand the truth.
所以圣灵又称为真理的圣灵。
And that is why the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of truth.
它是一体两面的。
These are two sides of the same coin.
绝对没有说啊，有圣灵啊，结果它的真理是不对的，没有。
It is impossible to have the Holy Spirit, but their truth is incorrect.
也绝对没有说啊，这个教会有真理，但是没有圣灵降下来。
But and it also in the same way, it is not possible for them to have the truth, but the Holy Spirit has not descended.
真理跟圣灵是在一起的。
The Holy Spirit and the truth are together.
那因为教会所传的是真理，所以圣灵会降下来。
So because the church preaches the truth, so the Holy Spirit descends.
那当圣灵降下来的时候，他就能够为洗礼水跟血的见证。
And because the Holy Spirit descends, then it's able to testify during baptism of by water and blood.
所以为什么教会洗礼有水的见证，有水的这个功效呢？有血的功效呢
？And so why is it that when the church baptizes, that it has effectiveness of with a blood?
不是为我们施洗的人这个人
，and it is not because of that person.
这个人是仆人啊。
Not the person baptized,
是一个使者而已。
That person is only a messenger, a servant.
真正能够产生血的功效的，是因为圣灵在我们受洗的当下为我们受洗做见证。
And it is because as we are baptizing, the Holy Spirit is there testifying for us.
换一句话说
，In other words,
没有圣灵就不是神的国度，因为没有血。
If there is no Holy Spirit, then it is not the kingdom of God because there is no not the shedding of blood.
没有圣灵就不是神的教会，因为没有血。
And if there is no Holy Spirit, then it is not the church of God because there is no blood.
但是这个世界上有很多教会啊。
But you say in this world there are many churches.
我们怎么来分辨
？How do we discern?
其实很清楚。
Actually, it is very clear.
用圣灵作为分辨。
You use the Holy Spirit to discern.
圣灵就是真理啦。
Because the Holy Spirit is truth.
有圣灵一定能够引导我们明白真理。
The Holy Spirit is all able to lead us to understand the truth.
好，我们看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John 16.
约翰福音十六章的十二节到十三节，十四节。
Verse 12 to 14.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。十三节。
13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。圣灵会告诉我们。
And so the Holy Spirit will tell us.
会引导我们明白一切的真理。
It will guide us into all truth.
因为圣灵会打开我们的心啊。
Because it is able to open our heart.
圣灵会打开我们的属灵的眼睛、啊、
And open our spiritual eyes.
让我们能够明白圣经的话。
So we can understand the word of God.
了解、
in the Bible.
了解真理的规范。
and to understand the boundaries of the truth.
那用真理来带领教会。
And to use the truth to guide the church.
啊，那圣灵又是保卫师。
And the Holy Spirit is also a helper.
他是在保守教会的。
It is protecting the church.
哦，神在圣灵在教会当中来保守教会。
And the church, the Holy Spirit is in the church protecting and helping.
圣灵又是训慰师。
And the Holy Spirit is also a
安慰
counselor、哦、
他是在教会当中来让我们得到安慰的。
And so it is able to comfort us.
圣灵也可以说是中保。
And it is also a mediator.
他、哦、可以在我们跟神之间呢代求。
And so he is able to intercede for us between us and God.
一个教会没有圣灵，什么都没有。
And so actually a church without the Holy Spirit, it has nothing.
这个教会怎么能够成为属灵的国度呢？
Then how can they be a spiritual kingdom?
哦，所以保罗跟我们讲哦，神的教会就是他用自己的血所买来的。
That the church of God is bought by the purchased by the blood of Christ.
那这些没有圣灵的教会就不是教会了。
And so these churches that do not have the Holy Spirit, then they are not actually the church.
没有圣灵的教会，就不是神的国度了。
And a church without the Holy Spirit is not the kingdom of God.
这是肯定的一件事了。
This is a certain thing.
哦，我们教会呢，在圣灵的见证下，圣灵的引导下。
And our church under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
才是圣经里面所说的国度。
Is what is the kingdom that is described in the Bible?
哦，才是保罗所见证的神的教会。
And is the Paul's testimony the church?
哦，所以整个教会的核心价值在哪里？
And so, what is the value of the church itself?
能够印证我们是圣经所说的这个国度。
And that is able to testify that we are the spiritual kingdom that is described in the Bible.
能够表明我们是神的教会。
To extol that we are the church of God.
其实它的关键性就是圣灵啊。
And the key point is the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们说圣灵是宝贵的。
And so we say that the Holy Spirit is precious.
那将来呢，我们也是要靠着圣灵的印记啊，圣灵的印记哦，才能够在神面前，在审判的时候，在神面前站得住。
And it's only because when we have the seal of the Holy Spirit that we can stand before God on the judgment day.
我们看启示录的第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
第七章这里有谈到将来哦，能够站在宝座的面前的。
And in Revelation chapter 7 describes those who are able to stand before throne.
我们看第七章的第九节。
Let's look at chapter 7 verse 9.
此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。哎，可以站在末日来临的时候可以站在、哦、安然站在宝座跟羔羊面前。
We can see here in the end day that we are able to stand before the throne、
啊、这些人从哪里来？
And where do these people come from?
各国各族各民各方。
They come before all types of tribes, nations, and peoples and tongues.
啊，就是神对亚伯兰应许的万族啊。
And this is the nation that God had promised Abraham.
啊，将来都能够站在神面前。
All of these people are able to stand before God.
那这些人到底是哪些人呢？
And who are these people?
啊，就是第一节到第八节。
And it's described in verse 1 to 8.
这些人当中有一个很重要的记号。
And among them, they have a very important sign.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有144,000。这里有讲到受印。
And here it mentions that those who were sealed.
就是说将来、哎、我们能够在神面前站得住站不住，不是看你是谁没有用了、啊。
And so whether or not we are able to stand before God, it is not because of who we are.
哦，所以将来不要在神面前啊，我是谁？嘿
and so we don't,
没有用。
It's no use if we stand before God and say I am so and so.
哦，我是传道啊，没有用。
Say I am a pastor, that's useless.
哦，有一个外教牧师有这样讲嘛？不是牧师，外教有这样讲。
So there is another church denomination, someone from another church denomination.
这个闽南话的了哈。听有的就听有，听无尊重说。
And so,
就是 地甲乌噜噜，串地拢传到到牧师啦。
啊 ，Sorry, that's in Taiwanese.
地狱，地狱黑压压。
Oh, okay. Hell is dark.
进去的都是传道跟牧师啦。
Oh, all of those that enter are ministers and pastors. 哎，
所以意思就是说，不是你是谁就可以。稳妥的进天国了，不要以为这样子。
And it's saying that it's not, it doesn't matter who you are, that's not how you're able to enter into heaven.
这里讲要受印。
Here it mentions you need to receive the seal.
受印是什么？
What does it mean to receive
a seal? 我们看哥林多后书的第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
请看22节。
Verse 22.
他又用印印了我们，并是圣灵在我们心里做凭据。一个在救恩里面的人，神会应许用印印我们。
Here, as a person who is within salvation, you will receive a seal.
那我们怎么知道受印了呢？
And how do we know that we have received the seal?
所以说神会是圣灵在我们心里做什么？证据。
That God has given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee.
所以圣灵也是将来我们站得住站不住的一个印记。
And so the Spirit, Holy Spirit is a seal of whether or not we can stand before the throne of God.
如果我们没有领受应许的圣灵，
If we have not received the promised Holy Spirit,
将来审判的日子到了，
When the day of judgment comes,
我们额上没有受印，
And we have not received the seal on our foreheads,
那你就跟世人被造的之物一样咯。
Then you are like all of the other people in this world.
在神面前站不住啊。
You're not able to stand before God.
所以我们要领受这个上头来那个使者印印。
And then we need to receive from above the seal of the Holy Spirit.
就是要领受圣灵。
And to, which is to receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们从这个这些圣经的一个记录记载当中。
And so from these recordings in the Bible.
我们就可以明白。
And we can understand
属灵的国度
that the spiritual kingdom
是耶稣基督建立的
that is one that is established by Jesus Christ
这个国度就是今天的教会
and this kingdom is the church
而这个教会是要有圣灵做见证的
and this church has the testimony of the Holy Spirit
不是所有的信耶稣的都是啊
and it is not all who believe in Jesus Christ
因为没有血啊
Because they don't have the blood.
没有血就不能够有见证嘛。
If they don't have the blood, there's no testimony.
所以我们谈的天国的奥秘的这个天国是指着有耶稣基督的血所买来的国度。
And so this mystery of the kingdom of heaven is referring to the kingdom that is purchased by the blood of Christ.
也叫做神的教会。
And is also known as the church of God.
那我们要讲的天国的奥秘只是在这个范围而已哦。
And so when we talk about this mystery, it's only within this boundary. This
不是所有的基督教。
It is not all of the Christianity.
因为他们没有圣灵做见证。
Because they do not have the Holy Spirit as their witness.
他们没有血。
They do not have the blood.
就不能够成为国度。
So they cannot be part of the kingdom.
这是整个圣经的一个内容的一个陈述了。
And so we can see this is a progression within the Bible.
那这也是神在拣选亚伯兰的一个旨意。
And this is also God's will when he chose Abram.
所以属灵跟属肉都有了。
So we see that spiritually and physically it has come to pass.
那我们谈的天国的奥秘的天国。
And so this kingdom of heaven that we're talking about
是指着属灵的国度
is talking about the spiritual kingdom
好那我们看第二页
let's look at the second page
第二页那个我们手上有了第二页
so we look at this page 2
我们看那个以赛亚书的第九章
let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9
以赛亚书的第九章
Isaiah chapter 9
请看第六节
Verse 6
因有一婴孩为我而生有一子赐给我们政权必担在他的肩头上他名为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君 这里以赛亚先知就有预言。
So here, Prophet Isaiah prophesied.
他说，有一婴孩为我们而生。
That unto us a child is born.
有一个子，有一子要赐给我们。
A son is given.
那这个婴孩跟这个子呢，他手上有政权。
And this child and son in his hand is the is the is he has authority.
他的名字叫奇妙测试。
His name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神，永在的父。
Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
最后是和平的君。
Prince of Peace.
那耶稣的所建立这个国度呢，有他是和平的君呐。
And so this kingdom that God has established, we see here he's the Prince of Peace.
也就是说，在他的国度里面呢，就有和平，也就和睦了。
So that within his kingdom there will be peace, there will be unity.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
请看十二节到十八节。
Verse 12 to 18.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上，没有指望，没有神。十三节。
13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。十四节。
14.
因他使我们和睦。将两下合而为一，拆毁中间隔断墙。十五节。
15.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。十六节。
16.
记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体。与神和好了。十七节。
17.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。这段经文太重要了。
And so this passage is so important.
耶稣成为和平的君啊。
Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace.
到底我们和平在哪里？
Where is our peace?
和平也可以翻译成和睦了。
Peace can also be translated into
和平，也就是和好了。
United or to reconcile.
那这里保罗就谈到几件事哦。
So here Paul mentions a couple of things.
第一个和平。
The first peace
就是以色列人跟非以色列人合一了。
That those who the Jewish and those the non-Jewish, the Gentiles, they are have been reconciled.
这个叫做两下。
And this is how they are.
不是打两下哈，是两个部分呐。
Oh, so this is called the two portion.
本来是分开的哦。
So before they were separated,
以色列人才是选民呐。
Because the Israelites were the chosen people.
如果你不是以色列人，就不是选民呐。
That if you were not Jewish, if you're not Israelite, then you're not a chosen part of the chosen people of God.
所以圣经说有一个隔断墙嘛，把你隔开了。
Oh, so it, before it was divided,
就分成两边。
So it had there was two sides.
选民就是选民，非选民就非选民。
That there is the chosen and the people that were not chosen.
然后呢，耶稣这个君王所建立的国度呢，就两下合而为一了。
And so,
没有分别了。
With Jesus Christ as the Prince of Peace, He connected these two. There is no longer any separation. They are united.
所以我们不是犹太人啊。
Because we are not Jewish.
为什么我们可以成为选民呢？
How can we be part of the chosen people?
这个和平的君建立的。
This is because the Prince of Peace has established this.
所以我们都可以进到这个国度里面来，不管是犹太人还是非犹太人，都可以进来的。
And so that is why we are able to enter this kingdom whether we were Jewish or not.
就不分哦。
It doesn't matter.
这是第一个和平。
That is the first reconciliation.
第二个和平呢
？Second one，
就是我们跟神之间和好了。
That we have been reconciled and in our relationship to God。
耶稣用他的血废掉了冤仇。
That through His blood, God has put to death the enmity。
亚当夏娃犯罪以后，就跟神隔开了，隔绝了，被神隔绝了，就死了。
After Adam and Eve sinned, they were separated from God。
所以这个死就 让我们跟神分开了，隔开了。
This death caused us to be separated from God.
那怎么跟神和好啊？
So how can we be reconciled to God?
就是耶稣替我们死嘛。
And that is through Jesus Christ dying for us.
耶稣他是和平的君啊。
Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace.
他让我们本来是与神隔绝的，现在呢跟神和好了。
He brings us those who have been separated from God are now reconciled again to God.
废掉了冤仇。
To get rid of the enmity,
这个冤仇是亚当夏娃结下来的了
and the, which came from Adam and Eve.
现在呢，因为耶稣的血就没有了
And so, and that through the blood of Christ, this is no longer there.
第三个
Thirdly,
什么和平的君是做什么和平呢
How is this he the Prince of Peace?
就是十八节所说的
And is written in verse 18.
得以进到父前
And that for through him we have, both have by by one spirit to the Father.
这才是最重要的了。
This is the most important.
如果我们都不能够回到父前，
if we cannot go back to the Father,
前面讲的都是空话。
All of the before is empty.
我们跟以色列百姓和睦有什么用处呢？
What's the point of us being united with the Israelites?
我们跟神灭掉了冤仇有什么好处呢？
What's the point of that we are no longer enemies of God?
真正耶稣所建立的这个和平的君呢，是我们可以很安然的进到父前，进到主耶稣的，进到神的前面了。
But rather, the most important is that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, because we are now able to have access to the Father to come before Him.
那谁才能够得到这些啊
？And who are the people that are able to receive this?
当然是要进到这个国度里面来的人。
Of course, it has to be the people that have entered into this kingdom.
因为神耶稣的血成就了国度嘛。教会嘛
it is the blood of Christ that has established this kingdom, the church.
那刚刚所讲的都跟血有关系啊。
And all of this that we mentioned is related to blood.
耶稣用血成了和平的君王。
Through his blood, Jesus Christ has become the Prince of Peace.
所以解决了犹太人跟非犹太人的这个问题。
And so he fixed the problem of those who are Jewish and those who are not Jewish.
解决了神跟我们之间的冤仇，我们跟神和好了。
He also fixed the issue of that we were enemies of God.
也解决了本来我们被神赶出去的这个窘境，我们现在可以回到父前。
And so he also fixed that the fact that we are not able to come before God, and now we are able to.
我们今天就在这个国度里面。
And today we are part of that kingdom.
我们在享受神主耶稣为我们所留下的这一个恩典。
And we are able to experience this grace that God has, that Jesus Christ has left for us.
不然的话，没有我们不是以色列人，我们哪有资格进到救恩里面来？
Because we are not Israelites, how can we enter into salvation?
不然神跟亚当所说的，你吃的日子必定死，这个死永远在我们身上，就没有机会，没有办法跟神和好。
And it is like what God had said to Adam, that if you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. And so that death follows us, and we would not have been able to be reconciled with God.
那当然我们就不能够进到神面前。
And of course, we would not be able to come before God.
所以当我们读到这一段经文的时候
So when we read this passage,
就让我们更有那一种欲望要去了解天国的奥秘到底在讲什么
It should motivate us to understand even more deeply what it is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
因为我们现在还没有讲进到天国的奥秘啊。
Because we actually haven't talked about the mystery of the kingdom.
我们只是在讲什么叫天国而已啊。
We only talked about what is the kingdom of heaven.
这天国奥秘，这个门比较小一点点，所以要讲久一点。
And so because the door to the kingdom of heaven is narrow, so that's why we talk about it a little longer.
所谓天国的奥秘就是主耶稣揭开的时序啦。
And so this is the kingdom of heaven, we see that this is the process that Jesus Christ has prepared for us.
就是说耶稣已经告诉我们，我们的教会，神的国度，他再来会发生什么事。发生什么事？发生什么事？就是天国的奥秘是这个。
And Jesus Christ has already told us what will happen to his in his kingdom.
但是我们要先知道所谓的天国是什么。
But we need to have a understanding of what is this kingdom.
原来在讲我们主耶稣教会了 ，TJC。
It is talking about our church, our True Jesus Church, TJC.
所以明天晚上开始就要讲到 TJC 的。
And so tomorrow night we'll start
整个教会的一个整个时序的进行。
Okay, so tomorrow night we'll start talking about how the church is and the progression of the church.
讲道学里面有一个技巧。
And in homiletics, there is some skills.
就是铺陈。
is to lay the foundation.
铺陈很重要啊。
And it's very important to lay the foundation.
路没有铺好，大家都跌倒了，不想听了，那怎么办？
Because if you don't lay the a good solid foundation, people will fall over, and that's not good.
这个也是最重要的了。
And that is the most important.
我们要先了解这些内容。
We need to understand this content.
让自己知道，哎，什么叫天国？那个圣经里面的。这个天国的奥秘的天国是什么
？To understand what is this the kingdom of heaven is talking about in the Bible，
就是指的教会
，and is talking about the church，
就是国度
，and this is the kingdom。
好，那我们明白这一个过程
，and if we understand this process，
就能够更清楚知道真耶稣教会在历史上的定位是什么，在救恩的定位是什么。
Then we can understand the place of True Jesus Church within history and also as a church.
才能够在这么多的教派当中明白。
So among so many denominations, we can understand.
原来主耶稣所讲的天国的奥秘。
To understand what is it that Jesus Christ saying when he talks about the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国就指着教会。
And this heaven is referring to the church.
那我们再来看那个，最后再来看以赛亚书。
Let's look at Isaiah.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
这是我们在天国里面的人，在神在国度在教会里面的人。
And so for those that are in the kingdom, the people of the church,
神对我们的应许了。
This is the promise of God to us.
我们看十一章的第六节以后到第九节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 6 to 9.
豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上，在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤害人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。这是国度里面的景象。
And so this is a picture of this kingdom.
所以我们当中有狮子的。
So among us we have those who are wolves.
有熊的。
And there's who are bears.
有牛犊的。
There's those that are cows.
有豹子的。
Leopards.
有毁蛇的。毁蛇，毒蛇。
Oh, snakes. Oh, cobras.
都能够同居啊。
That all of these we are able to dwell together.
这个为什么能够同居呢
？How are we able to dwell together?
因为我们都进到主耶稣的和平的君王的统治里面。
Because we have entered into the kingdom of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ's kingdom. And if we're able to submit to the teachings of Jesus Christ, then we can all dwell together.
这是教会一个很重要的景象。
This is a very important image of the church.
也是我们在教会当中应该要去学习的。
And as the church, we must learn from this.
靠着主让自己能够有所改变。
That relying on the Lord, we can transform ourselves.
我们在教会当中不要说我的个性就是这样子了。
And so in church, we should not say, this is just my personality.
我就是这样子了，不能改变的。
I'm just like this, I cannot change.
我们想一想。
So we need to think.
主耶稣他为什么要钉十字架
？Why did Jesus Christ crucify himself on
the cross？ 主耶稣愿意为你钉十字架，为什么你不愿意把自己钉十字架呢
？And so Jesus Christ is willing to crucify himself for you.
Why are you not 愿意为你这样牺牲啊
？Why are you not able to crucify yourself? Jesus Christ sacrificed.
不能够为耶稣牺牲自己，说好吧，我改变。
That why are you not able to sacrifice yourself and say to Jesus Christ, "I will change"?
我过去是豹子。
I might have been a leopard before.
因为耶稣基督的十字架，我变成跟羊羔可以同居了。
But now because of the cross of Jesus Christ, I can dwell with the lamb.
我可能是少壮的狮子。
I might have been like a lion.
我也可以因为耶稣基督成为可以跟兔子同居的。
But I can through Jesus Christ be able to dwell together with rabbits.
因为我们的主是和平的君啊。
Because our Lord is the Prince of Peace.
如果我们能够明白和平的君的定义
And if we can understand what it means to be a prince of peace,
那教会里面就没有豹子啦，没有毁蛇啦，没有狮子啦。
And so in the church, there won't be these leopards or wolves or cobras.
大家都能够和睦同居。
We will all be able to dwell together.
好，我们今天晚上就跟大家分享到这边。
We'll share to this. I'm here.